Blog Talk Radio.
Not even a minute late.
Oh, yeah. Welcome. That's a first.
Hey, you're listening to the Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show. It's Wednesday night. It's 8:30. Thanks for tuning in. We do this every Wednesday at 8:30 on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, we're on Stitcher tonight. You might be listening on podcasts on Stitcher as well. Thank you very much. We are on iTunes. Search for us, Larcher and Lawrence. If you are listening on iTunes, please hit the subscribe button. Those of you listening live on Blog Talk, welcome. At Larcher and Lawrence on Twitter. The call-in number tonight for the show, if you want to call in anything, talk about anything, 347-945-6131. Find us on the Facebook. Just search for us, Larcher and Lawrence. Hey, tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tonight in studio, John Ledley is here.
Hey, everybody.
There he is.
Hey, Dow.
That's John. This is what I sound like.
There it is. And now, my esteemed partner, here he is. The one and only Al Larcher.
Well, thank you, Clark. The wilting petals have started to fall off the once proud, award-winning rose that once glowed with a breathtaking red so vibrant and alive it seemed immortal. And it emitted a sweet, mellowing scent that excited the senses. I can't help but think of what Upton Sinclair wrote. Human beings suffer agonies, and their sad fates become legends. Poet write verses about them, and playwrights compose dramas, and the remembrance of past grief becomes a source of present pleasure, such as the strained alchemy of the spirit. Let's hope next fall the rose is reborn. It's spring in Chicago, and that means hot and cold weather mixed with baseball. As the mighty swing their bats on the field, the city of wind blows strong as politicians fight over private citizens' ivy-covered property in the city that works. Except Derrick Rose, and the average Joe gets taken with some of the highest ticket prices in baseball. Well, at least we still have the Blackhawks. I'm Al Larcher, and he is Clark Lawrenson. We are Larcher and Lawrenson. Joining us tonight is comedian extraordinaire John Ledley, and of course you can reach us on the phone at 347-945-6131, or join us in the chat room where the fun never stops.
Wow!
I feel good, Clark.
Al Larcher, a little extra pep in that step tonight. Right off the top of your head. That was awesome.
Thank you.
And quite off the top of my head.
That was beautiful.
Yes. What's up, John?
Oh, just doing it. Just coming over to do it.
It's good to have
you. That's why
you
I brought
there.
You. Yeah.
You know, we started the show there with a little Joe Walsh. Life has been good so far, and it has. Saturday, I went and saw at the Madhouse on Madison, the United Center, the UC, home of the Bulls and Blackhawks.
Yeah,
Joe Walsh rock out a guitar like I have never seen anybody in my life. And then I saw the legend, Bob Seger, who looked like a nice, happy grandpa, sing with that legendary voice that you just send chills down your spine. So it's pretty good. Meanwhile, you were in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, it's crazy you should say you were at the United Center. Well, I was at the home away from home for the Blackhawks. We went to the Hawks game on Saturday down in Nashville. 50-50, at least 50% Blackhawks fans in that place.
That's sad.
What?
I mean, it's good for us. But
no,
it's sad
it's,
for the...
The Blackhawks travel well, and I think a lot of people have the same thought in mind as you and I do. Nashville's a great city.
Oh, it's a beautiful city.
Yeah. I can go back 100 more times.
Tootsies, my God. You're getting drunk at the spokes wagon, the spoke wagon.
You're pretty close, probably, yeah. All I know is that we started there on the other corner of the street. We started at Legends, which is
right.
On the cross corner from the Bridgestone
with
Arena.
With the Legends painted on the
went
side.
Went into Tootsie's, and we had been to five bars. We had gone into five bars, and I looked back, and we hadn't even gone a half a block yet.
Do you know the history of Tootsie's?
I don't. I know that it's historic.
It used to be.
Told me.
There really wasn't. I mean, it wasn't like Nashville is today. That was like the bar there, and it was ran by this plump lady named Tootsie, and that was her Orchid Lounge. And between acts back in the day, we're talking like the 50s, 60s, especially the 70s, guys would, the poor songwriters would all hang out there and write songs.
Okay.
And some of the legends who used to sit, drink, and write songs there are Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Roger Miller. They were all regulars there, and that place was... That
really,
place
and
was,
that's when they started...
That is where magic...
They started playing there.
The outlaw movement of country music was born in Tootsie's. So
wow.
It's a very historic place. Not the greatest bar. I like next door to it, Robert's Western World, a little older country.
Okay. Would you say it had something to do with the building of the neighborhood? Like becoming what it is today?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's like the crown jewel.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, I went in there. And the thing about Tootsie is when I went in there, the whole group went in. It was slam-packed in that front room because everyone wants to go to the world's famous Tootsie's. As we walk in, there was a bartender on the corner who was ready to put a drink in all of our hands, hit up six of the group within the first 30 seconds that we're in there.
Yeah.
Like, you walked in the door, 10 seconds. And it's like, oh, what do you want?
Cash.
We're like, two beers, whatever you got. And then she'll hand you two beers, whatever you want.
Right.
And you pay. And they get you. So then you walk in, and then you realize just how busy it is.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to be standing there. But they get you in there, and you want to finish your drink. So then you find somewhere in the back, and you go in, and it's good to go.
I was there one morning with Patrick Small, also of Comedy Accident. It was about 2 in the morning, and the guitar player got too drunk, and he couldn't play. So this other, they're like, hey, does anybody even play guitar? They pick up this other kid, and he plays the most amazing version of Purple Rain I've ever heard.
Sounds set up.
Killed the place.
In Tootsie's.
In Tootsie's.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. No, great bars all around. We really had a great time.
Absolutely. John, you ever been to Nashville?
That's one city that I've not been to.
No?
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of pulled pork, and by God, who isn't?
I am.
Then, yeah. And if you like alcohol, and I know you're taking a hiatus from drinking.
See, I've done a lot of Memphis in my day.
Really?
Oh,
Memphis?
Yeah.
You got to carry a shank in your boot.
Absolutely.
See, is it the country music scares you away? You
no.
Think, or no.
No, I've just never had anything come up in Nashville.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I suggest it. Head
but
down
now
to
I will.
When the Bears were there, they ran the city out of beer. That's what made the news.
Drank
made
them dry.
Proud. Drank them dry. I heard a band reference it. He goes, I understand there's a lot of Chicago people in here, but I don't believe it because there's still beer available. That's what he actually referenced it. That was neat to hear.
That's good.
Neat.
Neat. It was neato.
Yeah. Wait, I couldn't hear you.
It was neato. Oh, am I loud enough?
You're loud enough.
Sure, yeah,
yeah, you're good.
Be a little louder.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
This guy over here.
Oh my goodness.
Yikes.
Oh, there he is. Did you catch it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Al has a computer tonight, folks. My sincerest apologies.
Jeez. You listen to me. There's going to be somebody get that gall-dying ass whooped over this thing.
Oh, let me tell you. That is definitely 1990. That's Roy Mercer, isn't it?
That is Roy Mercer.
You got Jerky Boys back there? What do you have hiding?
Yeah, how about that?
I see dead people.
Like The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's a tie-in. I like it.
How about it?
My dad's going to be so happy that we're going right to wrestling.
I love just kicking the show off with wrestling news just to get your dad excited.
I have a message to you, for you from him. You've got him interested in wrestling again.
Nice.
He caught the report on the internet of what went down that night. Like, and then next day he watched Raw and everything talking
wow.
about it. Oh,
that's
yeah.
awesome. I actually listened. I was playing Madden.
Hey, Dad.
And I've been kicking ass as the Titans. They finally fired me, and now I'm with the Cardinals. But I like to listen to the radio. When I'm playing. So I put Stitcher on, and I'll listen to our program, and I listen to these East Coastern rubes doing a wrestling show, and they were like 45, maybe 50. You could smell the perspiration through the speakers, and the guy's like an East Coast, like Sopranos. It's like the Don something show, and then they hated it. They hated WrestleMania. It was about a good hour and a half of them bitching about, oh, this guy's just boring.
I don't watch wrestling anymore, but
I don't either.
No, I read all about it. Of course, I did.
I do read all about it though.
The match that they said didn't go over well was the Brock Lesnar and Triple H just didn't work, but the Undertaker and Chicago's guy CM Punk.
Well, Triple H got burned.
What?
Got burned by dry ice. Second degree burns all over his torso and arm.
Oh, thank
are
God.
You kidding me? I didn't see that.
For real? Yeah, when he came out for his entrance. The smoke that they made, they used dry ice to make it,
dry ice?
And it came out and shot all over him. So I guess during the match, there was all this white shit all over him. And they, you know, later he came out and said he did the match.
Yeah.
And then later, since it stayed on his body so long, it burned him all over.
That guy's always got some side thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, he finished the match with a broken toe, or he got burnt, or...
Yeah. Somebody in the chat room liked WrestleMania, Sutton.
Yeah.
Everybody sees Sutton out there. I also heard The Rock tore out his abs or something. Did you guys catch that? He tweeted later on, he's like, that some bitch hurts.
One wrestler rips his boobs, the other one ripped an asshole.
And those were the two-week matches. It sounds like they're kind of letting excuses out after the fact, you know?
Yeah.
In pro football, you hear about the injuries in real time. In wrestling,
right,
they cover it up, and you don't find out about them until later because it's not part of the storyline.
Or if it were part of the storyline, they're athletes, and they don't want to expose their weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the old, you know, Gorilla Monsoon.
Bobby Heenan
ideology.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like to go to wrestling.
I don't watch
boring.
I do too. That wasn't meant for you, but that was meant for the wrestling talk in general. But I agree with you. There's something special about it live.
I saw Brock Lesnar in a dark match at a SmackDown taping out in Rockford about a year before he came out. I went day of because I had friends going, and I'm like, "What's the best seat you can give me?" And they're like, "Second row." And I just asking on a whim, I was like, "How much is that going to be?" They're like $42. Yes. I'll give you $42 to sit second row.
Right there.
And so I wasn't on the side that was shown on TV or anything, but I didn't give a damn. Second row. It was great.
Best shows I've been to two WrestleManias and one SummerSlam, which was the first event ever at the United Center. I sat second row for that SummerSlam.
Wow. I was at the United Center.
I opened
Center.
The UC.
I was at the United Center the first time Sting ever came down from the rafters. First time ever. You remember you used to come down from the rafters? Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
I got a little pass.
So there's a little bit of Bears news. I mean, right now we're a little slow because the draft isn't for another. I think it's 17 days away. And I'm counting down every minute of it.
I got a little bit to talk about that later. But
the big news, the big Bears news is we picked up some scrubs.
Uh-huh.
Some backup guys who, you know, they'll work. And Mike Singletary was the last guy to wear number 50, and it hasn't been worn in like 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And now it's going to be worn by James Anderson, the Bears' new linebacker.
I see that.
That seems horrible.
Yeah, that's weird.
Blasphemous, maybe?
I guess I always assumed that it was going to be retired, so he wasn't wearing it.
How many numbers are
Didn't
the Bears going to retire?
I assumed it was retired already.
See, I never remembered there being a retirement of it. But I just thought that they always were waiting. Like, especially for the first few years after, that nobody's won 50 since.
Yeah, I don't think it should be retired. I think that should just be reserved for the greats.
Wow. Singletary's not up there.
I think Urlacher was a better linebacker.
You
retire his jersey?
He's a middle linebacker who never brought a Super Bowl to the Bears either.
Right.
I'm just saying. Like,
oh, you're saying the
that goes a long way.
All right.
Being a part of the stable.
But is Urlacher's brother going to be a better mayor than Singletary's brother?
I think he will be.
There are 546 people in this town. Do you have the town name?
Metawa.
Up near, like, Grave Metawa. Lake and all that, right?
Metawa.
Up north.
Metawa.
Larger. Larger. Go back to your sound clips, please.
Boring.
Oh, Jesus. There we go again. Yeah. So he's the mayor.
He is the mayor. Man, do I feel bad for those people.
I feel bad for some people right now, too.
What is he, like 25?
No, he's my age. Yeah, he's 33.
McMichael ran for mayor of Romeoville. An actual
lost
town.
Big.
Yeah, he didn't win.
Well, what did he do? He bought a bar there a year ago, moved there a year ago, bought a bar, and people in his bar told him to run, so he ran for mayor.
I ain't got nothing to do, man.
I saw him interviewed today, and he said, I ran against him now, and my name's out there. And then he's like, and this guy is going to move up probably here in the next few years.
Yeah.
So then I think I'll be able to take over for him once that happens. Maybe then I'll be a little bit more ready. He had such an outline, like, far away look at politics there. But
Ming the Merciless, my
so
favorite
simple.
Bear of all time. My favorite Bear of all time. I probably, the one jersey I own and wear is a Steve McMichael jersey. That number should be retired, number 76.
But Singletary shouldn't.
No.
I,
I think if Singletary's not retired,
McMichael represented the pail and lunchbox guys, the guys who went out there and worked, the guys in the trenches. He was the man of man. He was an Iron Man.
Yeah.
Singletary was a samurai.
Wasn't he one of the new Four Horsemen? And
woo! He was.
He was.
Can Mike Singletary say he was a Four Horseman?
Like, no, he can't.
When they added Dean Malenko and...
Mongo's the only one to ever be thrown out of Wrigley Field after singing the seventh inning stretch.
There you go.
That's the only time that's happened.
How can you not want this guy for a mayor?
Do you dislike people who wear the number 76 for the Bears automatically? Are they thrown to the Wolves?
I'm usually disappointed.
Whenever somebody puts on the number 72.
There has not.
Because Perry was my guy as a kid. He was the one that I liked.
You could buy his jersey probably on eBay.
Perry's?
Like what? One that he owned,
right?
Personally,
he's in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, that I'll give you. Yeah, you can definitely purchase that. But yeah, he was my guy. So like right now, Karimi's wearing 72.
Yeah. No.
We'll see.
That's the thing with McMichael too. Is no defensive lineman, I believe, has worn it since he's been there.
Yeah.
And Karimi doesn't really wear Perry's number. He sits on the sidelines with a sweatshirt on.
Yeah,
and lets it hang in his locker. Wow.
John Tate wore 76, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
and he was
not a bad guy. Yeah,
really good Bear.
Yeah.
What?
Former Bear Sam Hurd.
He didn't run for. He can't even vote.
No, he's not allowed to vote. That is correct. He's going to plead guilty. Yeah. That's the report there. He's going to take a plea.
Now, remind the people, he was busted for, basically, he was the NFL's dealer. He loved the marijuana.
1 kilogram, 2.2 pounds of cocaine, and told the officer he wanted to buy, eventually, 5 to 10 kilograms and 100 pounds of marijuana per week to distribute around Chicago. So he's taking a settlement, and it's going to be 10. It's a minimum of 10 years.
Yikes.
Or as much as 40 years.
Yikes.
Even playing the regular season for the Bears? Maybe a couple games in.
And they've been smoking something.
Thank you, Pat Buchanan.
It took you found that one. It took you a minute to find that one. You were a little late on that one, but not bad. You got there.
Thanks, Clark.
No problem.
Hey, people could call us, 347-945-6131. We'd love to hear your thoughts on Steve McMichael.
Yeah.
The Blackhawks.
Yes.
John Ledley.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
What else? What do we talk about? Oh, yeah. The Derrick Rose thing, because it's a thing now. It's just a thing.
Is it still a thing? I didn't know if it was still a thing.
It's a thing. It's officially a thing. He won't get his ass to work.
It's true.
And it's like it's time, you know? Let's do it. Let's stop farting around.
See, I would have just announced I was out for the season.
Right. And be done with it. That's okay. Fine. Then people will... You know, it just seems like he's throwing in our face every time. He's like, well, come back. You know, I might come back.
I don't know. I don't think he's throwing anything in your face. And if he's not comfortable out there, the way that he plays his game, he's smaller.
Are you joking?
Playing against these guys, they're bigger. He'll get bumped around. And
the doctors have told him he needs to go back to work. He can't heal until he plays.
He has some time.
Oh, my God. You're such an apologist.
No. Al, I want him to play this season, I don't see any reason why not get out there and test it in the regular season.
He's a wimp. He's a wimp.
He's been called the best player in practice. I know this, and I don't know why I know this. They just saw him dunk powerfully off of his left hand.
There was a video of him dunking with authority. Yeah.
That's what I saw. I didn't watch it.
So come on.
But I saw it.
Your team is defeated. Your team is beaten up. You got guys out there, they don't even have arms. They've lost their arms, and they're playing.
Okay.
Then the Bulls, they're stringing teams together with duct tape and bailing wire. And this guy's sitting there with his suit smiling. No, get to work. You've been told to get to work. It's time you get to work. Play. Stop being a child.
How do you feel about this?
Don't get me started, Lawrenson.
Al. Remember I told you, read with me. You listened back to it.
And I just turned it down before I played it.
A couple weeks ago, you gave it to me.
I gave it to you, but I turned it down.
Jesus.
Oh, Clark.
I've learned to expect nothing but aggravation from you anyhow.
There you go. I see that Manti Te'o
has visited with the Bears.
Really?
Yeah.
And afterwards, did he leave a closet at Hallis Hall? Or?
Wow. No.
No?
He went
right out the front door?
Mel Kiper Jr. has him.
Or was
him,
it the back door?
Mel Kiper Jr. has him going to the Bears, number 20.
Mel Kiper Jr. needs a haircut.
That may be true. But
he's not going to the Bears.
I'm not giving you his credibility or anything. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that's who he has.
But that draft has not been updated. When did Kiper update it last?
What's that?
When did Kiper update that draft last? It's been a while.
I don't have that one in front of me.
I thought I saw they were going to – that he was looking for somebody to take him off the board a couple picks earlier than the Bears.
That would be nice. That would be really good.
Or if it wasn't him, maybe not Clayton, but maybe Schefter or somebody like that had.
Yeah. No, I'd be a big fan of that.
I don't know. I'm not even sold on Ogletree.
Really?
Yeah.
The more I read about him. Trade it down. There's also a center guard from Cal. Who visited. Brian Schwenke looks like his name. He made a visit as well. He's 6'3", 314 pounds. And he started 24 games. 24 games for those Golden Bears.
So you think he should remain a Bear for life?
Why?
A Golden Bear.
Oh. Yep, right on top of that one. Larger.
All right.
I just heard that... Manti Te'o got herpes from the internet as well.
It happens.
Yeah. We were.
I wanted to wait 4 months to make a joke about Manti Te'o. It seemed like the time.
There you go. No, you just said that you're getting back out there doing stand-up and whatnot. We were on the air. I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But we were on the air the day that broke. And, like, the morning there was big news because the Bears fired Lovey. Right?
And thank God. Yeah.
And then that dipshit went from Oregon to Philadelphia. And then a bit later that afternoon, this Deadspin article breaks on Manti Te'o, and it blew my mind, John.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
It was a fun night. That was our fun night of the show because we had just so much happening. Normally on a Wednesday night, it's kind of a slow sports night altogether.
Slow news week.
Yeah.
Did you immediately just think, oh, it's no big deal. He's just gay.
Yeah, I mean.
That's exactly what I thought. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fake girlfriend. He's at Notre Dame.
Right. Yes.
That's for the boosters.
I didn't understand it. I thought there was something more sinister to it. When it turns out, maybe there wasn't. Maybe
he's just gay?
No, I don't even know that.
Yeah, maybe he is just dumb. Maybe he just got catfished. That's possible.
Yeah. I think it started that way, and then he built it into a bigger relationship than it was. And, of course, it was mentioned that he was on a vacation. Like, I think he was telling his parents that and everything. And it became such a big story, especially, like, that death thing. I don't know. Who knows?
No, it's a good story, especially rolling into the Heisman vote.
Yeah.
Playing that card.
And I'm not even saying that it began as being sinister like that, but once he was handed that, he just rolled with it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Huh. 347-945-6131. 347-945-6131. We're on Twitter. Well, I mean, I haven't checked it during the whole show yet, but we are on there. It's at Larcher Lawrenson. We are at Larcher Lawrenson on the Twitter. Al, I wanted to ask you real quick. I know that you
faster.
You got fired on Madden from the Titans.
I did.
You were very upset about that. Is that what led you to eating solid food now, or is that just more?
It drove me to
eating solids now.
I had one third of a turkey sandwich.
Oh no, dude, that's not what drove you there.
From Jimmy John's.
It's part of the process, right?
What?
It's part of the process.
Yeah, right? I was ready to eat.
Correct. Okay,
I'm ready to eat.
All right, but you had one third of a Jimmy John sandwich.
Yeah, that was my lunch today.
Wow, what do you do with the rest of it?
Put it in the fridge.
And then is tomorrow your lunch going to be one third of a Jimmy John's sandwich?
Looks like I got 3 days of Jimmy John's.
Oh, man. It's very cheap to do what you're doing.
It is.
Wow. That'll save you a lot. Now, when you go to a restaurant, you still have to order the full deal, and then you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's always big portions there.
Yeah, but then
you're not,
you just
at
take
every
it
restaurant,
home.
You're not going to be able to take it home. You might have something going on after.
What?
You know?
Which one am I not? What restaurant am I not going to be able to take it home from?
Okay, here's the situation. You and I go out to dinner before our show this Saturday night.
Okay.
It's 90 degrees outside. You can't leave it in the car.
Uh huh.
You know?
I'll ask the bartender to throw it in the cooler. next to the limes.
Who does that?
Me.
Wow.
Larger than life.
I mean, they have a cooler. They're not using all of the space. Do you tip them well for doing that? Because the energy there is being used to cool your thing. I'm just saying. He was nice.
That's one thing. When I'm working at Todd's and somebody asks to charge their phone,
always.
I never ask for a tip. Never ask for a tip.
Never ask for a tip. You'll get one.
But I expect one.
Yeah. And a lot of times you'll get it.
It doesn't always happen, though. Yeah, no, it doesn't. And
I think maybe just give the hey, yeah, no problem, you know. And then do the quick point.
I mean, it's no skin off my teeth in all reality.
Yeah, who cares? They're
just
charging.
Sitting there.
Yeah, I always make it seem like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And never ask for a tip, but always get one.
Yeah.
Because, oh, really? Well, you know, give me a minute and let me move these garbage cans around.
Let me see if I
can get to this.
I've done that a lot, too. Yeah.
I'm kind of busy. You know what? Give me 2 seconds. Let me get these people and then come back. I got to move a bunch of things.
Do a whole production. I like it.
And then all I do is crouch down and don't do a goddamn thing and sit there and wait. And then be like, you know what? I got it out. Hand me that plug. Does that fit? Does that fit? You know what? I'm going to have to get your phone back down under here. I'm sorry if we're going to make this work.
No, that's good. And they're very thankful.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've been there. You've been to the end of the phone, and you're like, oh.
Absolutely.
You accidentally used it way more than you usually do that day.
You look for a plug to steal from first.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You're on the prowl. You're looking at every nook and cranny in that place.
Yeah. And then you ask. Have you ever asked somebody to charge your phone?
Never.
When you're out?
Not once.
Not once.
Not once ever. I've never run out of juice on a phone ever.
Wow.
What kind of phone you got?
See, I've
iPhone.
I don't generally. I've been able to adapt to, like, at work, I'll bring a charger there if I know I'm going to need it. I think a lot of people have a charger at work and at home.
My problem is my car thing doesn't work because I got mad at Phil once and I threw my GPS and the thing hasn't worked since.
So you're going to throw this one on Phil?
No, it's my fault. It was my temper that broke it.
Last thing I do every night is plug the phone in.
Right.
And then I pick it up when I leave. But I don't keep it on me while I work.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even on you?
No.
Otherwise, you'd look at it.
Yeah, I don't keep it anywhere on me. I look at it when I'm done.
You probably do your job pretty well. Yeah. I try. You keep yours on you at work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I track everything on my phone. I use it constantly. It's my calculator at work. It's everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just starting to figure out how to use it for what it's made for, besides phone calls. That's also probably...
Oh, yeah. No, that definitely has a lot to do with it.
I text or call. I just figured out how to use internet. I mean, I just figured out that it's like that it really works.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just assumed it was like, it's on there, but it doesn't work.
Do you have
work.
Any apps?
Yeah, I just got some.
Yeah, you guys are going out. I mean, I have been freelancing for the last 4 hours. I keep track of every minute of my day.
Do you
401
really?
Now, yeah.
So, except for right now, you're still freelancing.
I'm freelancing. This is freelancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah, you're right. This is
it
freelancing.
It is.
Yeah, good call.
For right now.
Yeah, for now. Yeah. All right. 347-945-6131.
Oh, please call.
347.
Please pick up the phone and dial numbers.
Stitcher Radio is a good app to grab. I know Al has been listening to a lot of it, not just for us as well.
Like I said, that bonehead on that other show.
But you can find our shows there at any time. Search for us, Larger and Lawrenson.
A lot of really bad shows and some really good ones too.
Yeah, and we're leaning towards the good side of that.
Oh, I think so.
Well, that's a plus.
I think nothing but good things are to come.
Okay. Hey, I got a caller. I'm going.
All right.
Hey, caller from the 815.
Hey, it's time for the top of the hour ag minute, brought to you by Peterson Grain.
Oh,
nearby corn, 649. December, 543.
July.
Beans nearby are 1392. November is 1237.
Hold it there, Cracker Boy. I'm not finished.
Cross corn belt, more rain and cold in the forecast. Planting delays becoming an issue. Futures nugget, go long September corn. It's a bargain, boys.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, and don't forget to thank the farmer for tomorrow's breakfast. And remember, the chicken and the cow are involved, but the pig, he's committed. Thanks.
Democrats piss me off.
Yeah, I that reminds me of the great days of Marvin Wells when I used to do my morning show with him. He had a half an hour.
Doors closing.
Oh, God's sakes.
Wow.
He had a half an hour farm show in the middle. I would just get going. The show would just be getting good, and then we'd have to stop for that. We got July beans.
You know who that was?
Huh?
That was Chad from last week. You brought it up last week during
the
show.
Right, I remember talking about it. All right, well, thank you, Chad.
That was hilarious.
If I ever need a farm reporter in the future, I think he's my guy.
I think we have our weekly farm reporter.
Dedicated listener,
yeah.
Farm reporter.
He had like a Paul Harvey-type ending.
He had it down, too. I bet that was right on the money. I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
Darn-teen it? Yeah.
You can teen it.
Easy
did you feel
E
at home?
In the chat room?
Did you feel at home? Oh, there's Easy E. You felt at home there, Al, or what?
Yeah, it felt natural. I felt like I was back in small town radio.
Oh, there you go.
In Mattoon, Illinois.
I was around Mattoon.
Wow, you were pretty close.
Where were we at?
Paris?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Paris, Illinois.
Yeah.
And if you said Mattoon, they got Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Mattoon.
It's Mattoon.
I spent a little time at Eastern over in Charleston.
I did too.
It's got to be Mattoon.
Nice town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to thank my dentist out in Charleston, Illinois, Dr. Bangkok, who removed my wisdom teeth. Did a great job.
If you need
an oral surgeon in Charleston, Illinois, Dr. Bangkok. I don't remember his first name, but he had a last name I couldn't forget.
I worked at the Mattoon Country Club.
Fancy.
For a while.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
I passed out at the Paris Country Club.
I went to a movie at a strip mall right there off the 57 there in Mattoon, I believe.
Some listeners who were in a frat invited me to a party, and I ended up drinking a lot of like Jack Daniels fruit punch. It just came out. And then I ended up passing out. Next thing you know, there was a giant snake on top of me.
Wow.
That was the days.
Wow. This group invited you to come, this frat.
Right.
Because you were the DJ.
They call up
and they're like, you got to come to our party, man.
Hey, dude. Yeah. I'm like, all right. You know, I was like, I was 21, you know.
It's all Lynchburg lemonades you could drink.
Yeah.
And I drank them.
Yep.
I've never puked Barney. I thought I ate Barney. And I just puked him up.
Jesus. All right, then. Great story. Good.
Anytime.
Speaking of which, breaking news coming at us right before the show started over at Wrigley Field.
Uh-oh.
What are you babbling about?
Adam.
What's that?
Somebody dropped off a goat's head in a package.
No comment.
Made out to Tom Ricketts.
Yep. No comment.
Larcher, are you really upset about this traffic thing?
As a Freemason, I cannot divulge the secrets of the world. But just know, under seat 33,
yeah,
every year, the Larcher family tradition has been spilling goat's blood.
There might not even be a seat 33.
I'm Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III. Since Alfred Ferdinand Larcher I, we have been keeping the Cubs curse alive by performing a ritual. Now, I might not have had anything to do with this goat's head. I'm not saying I did, because I definitely didn't. I don't know what a goat sounds like, to be honest.
Staff at Wrigley Field at 1060 West Addison Street found the package outside of Gate K, and when they opened it, found the goat's head inside. Cubs spokesman Julian Green said, after making the grisly discovery, the staff immediately called police. This article comes at you from Fox 32. Fox 32. Officers responded at about 2:30 p.m. to the report of an intimidating package.
Hey now,
an area
wasn't
north
that,
detectives
wasn't
are
that also,
investigating.
Was that Otis Wilson's nickname?
What's that?
Intimidating package.
Yes,
I think he was notorious.
You know, the game was canceled tonight.
It's
not raining.
No,
it's not raining.
Well,
I'm just saying. Why was it canceled?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
intimidating package.
Intimidating package. You can't really say postponed due to intimidating package.
Wow.
No.
That's an interesting theory, Clark.
Huh? How about it?
I think you might be in some breaking news.
How about it?
Wow.
Tuesday, June 30th.
Well, one of you guys had
something. 20 game.
I thought, like, didn't you? You thought, like, what? It was in an article that you were reading, John.
Yeah,
right?
I was reading the article right beforehand.
Yeah, about, rooftops? Rooftops?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It said that this came amid the argument between Ricketts and the rooftop owners.
That's an interesting theory, too.
And what scumbags?
Because right now they're upset because a Jumbotron is going up in left field.
Good.
It's part of the New Deal.
Block it.
And they're not being included in any negotiations, even though they still have like 9 years left on their 20-year deal.
I think 11.
Something like that.
I think 11 years.
Oh, left, they're only 9 years in.
Yeah.
So they can't steal the product anymore?
Well, they're not. They're paying now.
Well, they're paying now.
They worked out a deal for 20 years under the contract.
Right.
Honor the contract.
No, it's a bad contract.
That's
it's a new owner.
What?
Yeah, that's true. That
right.
Don't honor contracts. There's no honor in sports.
I feel upset. I can't get mad at you about the drops because they don't sound that loud to me tonight.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm always mad because they're loud.
Right.
But now they're not that loud.
Yikes.
Well, that's loud.
No, that was dead eye.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, I hope they get that deal settled up there with the rooftops.
I do, too, because, you know, these rooftop people should all be thrown in jail, arrested, beaten, and then they should give it to the homeless so they could watch baseball.
What was that for?
For stealing the Cubs product.
Okay.
Okay. I would think you'd want to steal a better product.
Wow. That's a good point. But when they first started stealing the product,
it was
things were
bad.
A little better. Well, it was bad. Then, like, 03, it was somewhere around there that they negotiated. Right after the 03 season. I think the Cubs realized just how much money was being made across the street.
That's how good of an organization they are. They missed it the last 100 years before that.
Then they finally figured it out.
And that's coming from a season ticket holder.
Yeah, that is true.
They're like, hey guys, I think they're peeking over our fences and watching the games.
Yeah. There's more people up there.
And then did you see what they did today? The rooftop owners? They invited people out for an open house, trying to suck up to the neighborhood.
Bullshit. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? And that didn't go over well?
They're criminals. Everyone understands what's going on.
Yeah, it was one thing when you were standing up there drinking some beers, but when they put full on bleachers,
bingo.
They build a bar. You kick the people out of the apartments downstairs and build a sports bar in there, basically.
Right.
It's time to pay.
It's corporate.
Yeah. No,
at
I
that
agree.
Point, it's a corporate deal.
They pay about 13%, but you're all right with them right in the middle of that deal, just taking it out.
The Cubs need to make money. The Cubs need to do what's right for their ballpark and their baseball team. If you're a Cubs fan, you want the Cubs to be able to do their thing.
Yeah.
And if they're being prevented by a city and by people who own a business across the street and by an alderman who's hijacking and playing political games, this is Chicago. That's exactly why people hate this city. And this is a prime example of our politics and why it's crap and why it's always been crap and why people are just upset with it. He owns that ballpark. That's his.
Right. No, I'm not saying I don't want to see upgrades. And I think me as a Cubs fan, I want upgrades at any cost there. And for me as a Cubs fan, if it blocks their view, then so be it. I'm about it. I'm just saying a contract's a contract. For me personally, though, I think that better facilities for the players, you know, they're talking about building new facilities for them, like underground and off to the side, I believe.
Yeah.
Better facilities, if that does attribute to a better team and maybe winning a World Series, then I'd say go for it.
Damn right, go for it.
They did the same thing up in Boston. They redid Fenway. Let them redo Wrigley.
Right. Yeah.
Got the inside, leave the shell.
And God knows they did Soldier Field.
Don't build out over it. Do not build out over Wrigley Field.
Don't do the spaceship.
Yeah, no spaceship landing.
No space shuttles.
Yeah.
Although what I do like at Soldier, if you're up in one of the boxes, the way the glass is angled, it magnifies the field.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
Which I got there, only game I've been to in like 6 years.
Yeah.
And got there and looked out, and I was like, wow, this seems really close.
Soldier Field. I don't have a problem.
I haven't sat in a bad seat inside of there. I enjoy it.
I have actually never been to a game in there.
No?
I was able to use the bathroom without missing an entire quarter. And then I found an ATM that wasn't out of money, so it was a huge
upgrade.
For me, it was a huge upgrade.
Yeah.
I remember pissing in the trough.
I was real happy. My first game, it was like 11 degrees against the Vikings, Brett Favre Vikings. We won in overtime. But you got to the United Club. You sit outside in the elements, but you got to go inside. And I think it was actually the Cadillac Club. It was just changing over at the time. But you actually got to go inside and get warm like while you're taking a leak and what have you.
If we have any French people listening, feel free to give us a call at 347-945-6131.
No, that was canceled.
What?
Yeah.
We lost the French.
I know.
Oh, this was the greatest booking since
I've got to step up my game on the bookings, but I really wanted him on.
Hey.
I had so many questions lined up for the Frenchman.
He's a big fan of the NBA. Like, I'd love to hear from him. If he is listening, I think they went to a show, but if he is listening, I'd love to hear from him.
Yeah, no, I want to hear it.
The Frenchman.
The Frenchman.
You got your friend in Argentina, Larger Enrico.
Larger Enrico, shout out to Larger Enrico.
We got somebody who follows the show on Facebook who doesn't speak English at all.
No, we don't think so.
That's
but
good.
It's her, her or his name is Larcher and Nico. So found us, the Larcher and Lawrenson show.
Yes.
I'm waiting for my Lawrenson.
Lawrenson,
I don't know where they're from. Yeah, is Lawrenson and Nico out there? Start following us. Tell your friends to follow us. Larcher.
Were we going to get a call from Eric today? Or?
Yeah, that is a report. We might be getting a report from the fellas who are at Coachella. Half of the group Comedy Accident, our group, they're out at Coachella there. Checking out some concerts. I don't even know if they made it there yet. I know they've been road tripping. I saw them in Vegas last night.
Yeah. Saw Denver.
Yeah, Denver. A little bit of that. But yeah, so since they're gone, we're not actually having the regular Comedy Accident show this week. We're going to be doing a stand-up night with Comedy Accident at the Underground. Of course, the Underground is where we perform monthly. We do the show there at 7 o'clock. So yeah, this Saturday at 7 o'clock, come check it out. We're going to have some stand-ups come on out. Some old friends who've opened for us before. A couple people are pending still, but the lineup might change up a little bit. Chad Briggs has been on the show. James Farrell. Maurice Caprice. A couple others lined up to come back. Adash. Maybe a few. I don't know. We'll
Sounds
see.
Good. I heard that a friend of mine was in town. A fellow by the name of Jody Evenson was going to be in town.
Wow.
Who I haven't seen in a couple years.
I'll tell you, if Jody's available, I'd love to get him in. That'd be really good to have him over. Let me know. We'll talk.
I'll see. I got to page him. We'll see if he gets back to me.
All right. Yeah. I like that a lot. That'd
Make
be cool.
Make it happen.
Yeah. Why not? That's real cool. Al, you going to be at the show this week?
I will. I'll be making a short cameo. Right. I'll be signing 8x10s, and then I'll be exiting.
Okay. All right.
Because God knows I love people.
Oh, yeah.
People are people. People make it happen.
They do. We got to... Do we? Do we have a call?
Huh?
Do we have a call?
No, we don't.
Okay. That's
no.
Okay, I got you.
That's a listener.
I see. Yeah. That's one of your back channel people there.
Yeah. Well, those listening on the podcast will hear, because last week you answered, and and my mom was on the other end.
The unintentional guest.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't fill out the updated brackets, but we did our Larcher versus Lawrenson versus Lauren brackets.
By the way,
if you heard the podcast,
Old Soldier Field, I saw Steve McMichael kick an extra point. Continue. I'm sorry.
You were there. Yeah, he had to put on a different shoe. Lauren and I were tied at the time last week, I was 5 points ahead of her, and Louisville won their Final Four game. And she had them there, but she didn't have them winning the national championship. So she gained 5 more points, and we tied. We tied for second place.
So your girlfriend, who
picked
based on mascots and things that happened, got second place.
Yeah.
In the 3-person race.
Exactly.
That's nice.
She's excited about it.
By the way, who picked the champion?
Al Larcher did.
Who won the damn thing?
Al Larcher did.
Damn right.
Do you want to know something? I saw blowing up on 2 different occasions. One is the Cappy's pool. The Dunkaroo pool, I saw a certain name there as the winner.
Oh, yeah, I took that one down.
John Ledley won that whole thing.
Wow, congratulations.
And then I saw another one for, what's Toronto Foundation
called? The Maybelle Ward Foundation.
The Maybelle Ward Foundation.
Oh, yeah, I took that one down, too.
And that one had more people probably in it.
It was more people, but a portion goes to charity.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, that's good.
That's
great. So, nice job. Good tournament.
And actually, in the third one that I was in.
Oh, okay.
I didn't copy that bracket for the third one. I threw in just a random fun bracket.
Okay.
I did not win.
All right.
Had I turned in my other bracket, I'd have won that one by like 30 or 40 points.
Jesus.
And that one was the big one.
Well, I know who I'm calling next year.
What did you pick the entire Final Four?
I think 3 out of 4.
Yeah. Al, Lauren actually had the most Final Four pick correctly.
Wow.
From ours with 2.
So.
But you had Louisville going and winning it all.
So you came in last on.
That works even if I say Lauren and I tied.
Right,
then you can do it.
Yeah, Lauren and I.
That's real good.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Anything else on
I just watched that for the first time last night in
really?
Years.
For the first time. Okay.
Well, first time sober too, probably ever.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was surprised it held up.
Yeah, it does. It's a great movie.
In fact, I might have laughed harder last night than I had in all the years of watching it.
Oh, that's good.
I have the problem where I can recite every line in the
movie. I watched it about 2 months ago. Yeah, for the first time in a long time. Yeah.
I did that with Reservoir Dogs.
I saw that the other night, too.
Great movie.
I just got new cable with movie channels. So I'm,
you're there.
So I'm not sleeping.
That's a cool spot for a while. That's a real, and you're doing it sober. You're going a year?
I'm going right now.
Just whatever?
Just over a month in.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm going a year.
The beginning of that. Yeah. That's wild. You guys are both making these choices. Al over here is working on dropping a lot of weight. You're doing that. You guys both looking to get healthier? Because maybe I need to make a change. I don't know.
I was just bored.
You were bored, so it's like, let's try something else?
I was like, you know what? I'm tired of going to the same bars. I'm tired of this and that. I'm going to try something different.
Yeah.
What if instead of, you know, being on the floor, if I'm not? That was really about the thinking that went into it.
All right, yeah.
It's like, what if I wasn't? Yeah. What if I wasn't blacked out more than half the time?
I realized when it became difficult to wipe myself.
Let's see what we can do this time.
That's pretty much.
Yeah.
I realized.
Wow.
That
was your bottom.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get to the bottom.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I told you I was in Nashville to watch the Blackhawks game. I got to talk about the Blackhawks.
And you met Coach Q?
A little bit. Yeah, we saw him the night before the game. Heck, it was early, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I don't know, somewhere in there. We saw him at Legends right there on the corner, Kitty Corner, or Catty Corner. What would you call it, Al?
Kitty.
Kitty Corner from Bridgestone Arena. He was in there. Lauren talked to him for a minute. She offered to buy him a drink, and then he offered to buy her one.
I smoke.
She declined.
What?
No, she declined.
Why?
Well, she already had drinks coming. It wasn't about anything else. Yeah, she already had drinks coming. But that was cool. That was neat. She got to meet him, talk to him for a minute. He was, when we got there, there were like maybe, I don't know, 50 people in the bar. And by the time like he left, there were 150 people in the bar.
Yeah.
And there were just tons of Blackhawks fans down there. It was pretty neat. It was pretty neat.
What did she ask him?
Huh?
What did she ask him?
She asked him if she could buy him a drink. He said no. And she goes, well, he goes, can I buy you one? She said, well, I already have some.
Did she touch his
mustache?
And
then he asked what it was, and she said, oh, it's Yuengling. Yuengling? Yuengling?
Yuengling.
Yeah. You can't. And she's like, we can't get this back in Chicago. And he's like, oh, really? And yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yuengling. Is that one of the hosts on the show with Barbara Walters?
Yes.
Is that The View?
Yep, she's the black one.
Okay.
What, that's her name?
Yuengling.
Oh, Yuengling.
Yuengling.
Yeah, you're close. You're right up there. Yeah. But yeah, that was that. The game, Bickle scored in the first. Bickle scored there in the first, and then they held on. Third period got really exciting. There was a 4 minute power play.
And the Hawks have sucked at power.
The Predators had a 4 minute power play.
Yeah.
Well, and we lasted. I'd say spent a lot of time on the other side of the ice while during the power play. It was sweet. They just attacked while defending the power play. It was pretty neat.
And you said about half the crowd there was Hawks fans?
Yeah, and the big topic of discussion beforehand, we were talking, are they going to cheer through the national anthem? And like some people in our party were thinking, well, we shouldn't cheer here. That's a Chicago. We'll leave that for the madhouse on Madison, you know?
Yeah.
And that was kind of my thought. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So then all of a sudden, when it started, they made sure to announce, please rise and sing along and respect our national anthem.
Oh, now they're taunting you.
Yeah, and that, I don't know if that's what that was, but then I'd say a lot of the Chicago crowd did cheer all the way through it. I actually recorded it, if you wanted to watch it later.
Yeah, just pencil me in for that right after the show.
All right, I did.
Thank you.
It's there.
I can't wait.
Yeah. That's good. So that was neat. And then they played the next day back home against the Predators. Won that one 5-3. They won last night, 1-0. Hawks are looking good. They're back in form.
They are.
They kind of hit a mid-season lull, I guess, which this season's blazing by, of course, because they taken that cue on the NBA last year.
Shortened season.
Oh, yeah. I bet you were around that.
More efficient season. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's the season to watch hockey if you're if you're kind of a not a huge fan.
So well, I liked it both years, but that was because I worked down there. I used to work down there. And so when they jam those games in, you have no time to spend the money you're making. You just go back and it's a madhouse again the next day.
Yep. Yeah.
That is nice.
So that was fantastic.
Oh, that's cool.
I wish they would shorten all the seasons, specifically baseball. You know, I mean, it's more exciting when it's shorter.
It's not that you're
except
that
football.
It's not
football
that
fine.
You're
there's
that
no
upset
for April baseball.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's true. There really isn't. If you're going to have teams in the north playing in outdoor stadiums, there's really no reason.
Baseball should start June 1st.
June 1st?
Yep.
May 1st.
June 1st is fine.
May 1st.
What it used to be 154 games before?
I don't know. I don't remember it being 154 games.
No, it was before anyway.
Before
live.
Yeah.
Right.
But was it always a ton of games?
Yeah.
Like since the beginning of time, it's been over 100 games?
I think so.
Yeah.
Cut it down to 54.
Wow, Jesus.
Let's get to the playoffs.
You
want to
cut it more than half. More
oh,
than
yeah.
Half. There's so many teams, and you got to play them each in a three-game series.
Well, not anymore.
What? How many games are you? How many game series?
Three-game series.
One and done? Three. That's what they play now.
All right. Well, there'll be less of them.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Trust me, it'll
well,
be
then,
great.
Well, then they're not going to be able to play everybody. There's
basketball,
a lot of teams.
Basketball, their abbreviated season we had a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, that was fun. I think
hockey?
It took its toll on some players, Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
I think it took its toll. They were playing a lot of games
wow.
quick.
It's a new game then, boys.
Yeah. No, I'm in it. You know, the Blackhawks, when they won the title in 2010, Kaner scored that goal to win it. That was my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in Milwaukee.
You were in Milwaukee.
I was at a Cubs Brewers game and I left. I was standing outside the TGI Fridays at that beer garden out there.
Wow.
At Miller Park watching the first two periods. And at the second intermission, we ran out and jumped in a cab and went to a bar downtown that I can't remember if it was called Flannery's.
Wow.
I remember because I took the matches for Sean Flannery.
Wow.
And somebody had a duct taped Stanley Cup in there. And we sat at the bar and everyone in there was like, only like 12 or 14 people. They were all from Chicago. And we watched it go. And you could smoke inside.
Wow.
And I
That's
did.
Nice.
I chain smoked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
went to Las Vegas one time, and I had quit smoking for a while in Las Vegas because I was in there. You were inside smoking. It just, bam, I was back.
Yep.
I was back. Now, you're a month off of cigarettes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm done with them myself, yeah.
Me too.
Huh? Larger, you were trying to start smoking for
I
a
did
good
try.
Year.
Like
you gave it. You gave it an effort. You were bumming cigarettes.
2 years ago, I made a push to start smoking, and I can't do it. I don't like it.
Yeah,
it's not good for me. I don't.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. So Blackhawks. I'm in. I'm sold. At Larcher Lawrenson on Twitter. Tweet us at any time. Hey, we got a phone call. That looks like Eric.
We went over 100 games in 1884.
Wow. 1884. Nice work, John.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have full-size computers here. We probably could have done that a lot easier. And then, nice. You're learning your phone. We talked about this.
It works.
It's good. Hey, caller from the 815. Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Clark, this is Eric calling from California.
Whoa.
Eric.
Wow. Comedy accident zone, Eric.
You made it to California?
Yeah. Spent last night in Vegas, did it Hunter S. Thompson style, got really weird with it, and just pulled into Cali now.
Nice.
Go West, young man.
There you go. Nice work.
Yeah,
we were talking earlier in the show that you were going to call in with the road report. How was the ride with the guys? You got about, what, six guys, and three of the comedy accident members are those, I believe, and an RV?
Yeah, in a conversion, in a minivan, or a extended van conversion that they made into a pop-up camper, and it was a good trip, and it was a lot of fun. We stayed at Circus last night.
Oh, that's a great place.
I will say, though, I was a little sad. The Vegas, I'm glad I went to Vegas right when I turned 21 because it's changed.
What's changed?
They took out some of the classic hotels that I love, like the Irish one.
O'Shea's,
and now Bill's Gambling Saloon is closed for remodeling.
That's ridiculous.
They took out the Chinese one.
Imperial Palace.
Imperial Palace is gone. It's now called the Quad.
Yeah, I know, Eric. I'm sorry I didn't warn you about that. I was there a month ago. I should have warned you. I apologize.
Did they just take that out?
Yeah. The Imperial Palace?
Yeah.
And O'Shea's, yeah.
And Circus
and
Circus...
And they've been smoking something.
Yeah. And then Circus, they've upgraded a little bit where it's not as... I like the diviness of it it used to have. They kind of classed it up a little, which... It's hard to imagine at Circus, but...
Yeah, I'll tell you...
Some of the semen from the carpet...
Yeah, that might be some of what's gone. I can tell you one thing, and there's something that you and I have in common, and maybe you didn't make it over there last night because you were only in for one time, but getting over to Ellis Island, Eric, it's still the same.
Yeah, Phil actually got to eat lunch there today with him and Al's friend Heather. They had a little luncheon together, and Phil got the lucky chance to go there, but the rest of us just walked the strip last night and got weird. We didn't make it over there.
Did he have the $7.99 steak dinner?
He had a country fried steak.
Wow. When I was there a month ago, the night after the bachelor party left, like three of us stayed an extra night. We went over there and did karaoke. Of course, what am I going to do when I'm out of town? Karaoke.
Here's a question I got for you guys.
Yes,
what
sir.
What NFL team do you think Las Vegas people root for the most? Who I saw out there and what lighters I saw in the gas stations? Who do you think it would be?
Oh, I should know this.
Let's see. You're in the West. You got, I mean, the 49ers are popular right now. Cowboys.
We'll each take a stab at this. What the heck? Off the top of your head.
I'm going to go Bears.
I'm going to go 49ers.
I'm going to go Steelers.
I will say I did see a lot of Bears fans out and about, more than any other, like, representing the team. So I was happy to do that. But the team that local Las Vegas people like, I saw Raiders fans everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Homeless team for transient people.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, there was a lot of transients.
The one stadium I wouldn't go to necessarily by myself wearing anything Bears. Just not Oakland. And other places.
Hey, Eric, how about Seager the other night?
Al, thanks for coming with me. It was an incredible experience with all the hits, and it was nice to have Joe Walsh open and another rock icon, and it was awesome.
Great show. Good times.
Yeah. Beautiful loser.
Al, I want to tell you, too, I put my Seeger shirt on the next day after the show, and I didn't take it off until 3 days later. I had it the whole way on the road, just kept wearing it.
That's how you wear a Bob Seeger shirt.
That was my other question, was what's the shower situation there? But I don't know. Like
Once we got to Vegas is when it was our first chance to shower. That was our main reason for getting a room.
Wow.
And we all showered and then got spruced up and walked around and...
Did you walk?
We're here.
Did you walk a lot of the strip?
Yeah. Because Circus far one in, and they're trying to connect it now. They're building a few other ones on the way. They got, you know, you got the Wynn and stuff down there, but Circus is still kind of the end. And so we had to walk all the way down to get to the strip. We walked all the way down to like where that new fashion mall is, you know.
Yeah.
And by the Cosmo or something. I don't know. Something like that.
How's Patrick?
Patrick's doing good.
That's good.
Doing good.
And Philip?
Phil's good. Yeah, everyone's good. Rob's good. Derek's good. Jared's good. Everyone's good. It was a good. Now we're just decompressing. We're discussing maybe going grocery shopping and seeing Jurassic Park 3D or something.
Wow. Cool. Tell everyone I said hello.
I will.
Hey.
It's good to see you. It's good to talk to you, too.
I'll see you soon.
Eric, can you stick around for just a second for the overtime? I wanted to ask you about your favorite.
Yeah.
Don't the phones cut out at overtime?
No, if you're already on, I believe you stay on.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
But, hang on. We got just a few more seconds left of the live show, and I really wanted to say thank you to John Ledley for stopping
by. Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Great time, Sean. Thank you.
Tonight's show, it's brought to you by the show this weekend at the Underground Lounge, 952 West Newport Avenue. It's stand-up with Comedy Accident at the Underground. We're going to have some guys joining us. Come on out. We're starting early this month, 7 p.m., 7 p.m. Come on out this Saturday.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
He's Al Archer. I'm Clark Lawrence.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
I think Eric's still there. Eric?
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
We lost your mom, though.
Yeah. Not your mom. My mom, Eric. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your mom's fine, Eric.
My mom,
Thank God.
It's easier for her to call in and listen to the show than it is for her to use the computer to get there. So that's what we do.
Nice.
Nice.
Yep. So the shows start on Friday, Eric?
Yeah, it starts this Friday. The artists that I kind of want to see don't start until 5, so I'm not in a rush to get there that day, which is kind of good.
I'm pretty excited. Passion Pit?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see How to Destroy Angels. That's Trent Reznor's new band.
Okay, all right. And there,
maybe some Blur.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Modest Mouse?
Maybe. I'm kind of going to go with the flow, and I'm here with Patrick and Phil, who are into that EDM music. Or that's like kind of saying ATM machine, but they're into that EDM music. But yeah.
Cut themselves? Wow.
I think it just means they like the music never stops. It just keeps going or something. I don't know. Oh. Endless dance music, maybe? I don't know.
Your favorite Saturday show?
On Saturday, I forget. Who's all every day?
I see the XX.
Oh, XX, yeah.
Hot Chip, Grizzly Bear.
Grizzly Bear would be good.
Sigur Rós, how do you pronounce that?
Oh, Sigur Rós, yeah. Like, they would be good. They're very chill, though. So, like.
Yeah, they were just here last week.
Yeah.
I know some people who went to it. I saw Jonesy once here at the Vic. Red Hot Chili Peppers on Sunday, is that right?
Yeah, they're closing it out. I mean, I'm torn because, you know, it's their 30th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
Which was hard to believe, you know, the Chili Peppers have been around that long as a band. But, and, you know, they're kind of like a hometown band here, so.
Is that 30th anniversary of their appearance in the movie Thrashin'? Or of their first record release?
I just, if you go to their Wikipedia page, it says years active 83 to present. So.
Wow. All right.
And you've been known to search a Wikipedia page or two.
Yep. I like to get lost in the pages of Wikipedia for hours on end. It's fun.
Eric just made the news back here. Up at Wrigley Field, somebody dropped off a goat's head. I don't know why I'm still talking about it, but I want you to.
Really? That happened?
Yeah, somebody sent a package there. And the game was postponed tonight due to rain, but it's not raining.
Weird. And, like, so someone sent a package to. They opened it, and there was a goat head in it?
Yes.
Are they going to try to, like, track down this person?
Yes. They called the police, yeah.
Like, you'll never catch them.
That's in front of my gate, too. That's my gate that I enter, Gate K.
Gate K. Is that the one out in left field?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Eric, man, thank you so much for giving us a call.
No problem, guys. I miss you. Have a good show this Saturday, but hopefully I'll talk to you before then.
Yeah, make sure you enjoy your weekend.
Be safe.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Drink plenty.
And I want to say hi to Al from Corey, too. We saw her out in Denver.
Oh, beautiful.
Good son.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Talk to you soon.
So, see you guys later.
Later, brother.
Hopefully they can get
doors closing.
Yeah, I think that's probably the key. Just keep it hydrated. Long road trip and long weekend.
Just keep water.
Yeah, that's a
going
good idea.
In you.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Al, do you have a hidden gem over there for the overtime?
What?
I didn't even warn you, John, that when they say it's ending, it's kind of ending, but it's not.
Right.
Like this right now, only people on the podcast are listening.
Oh,
still.
Yeah.
It'll play the whole thing.
I feel bad for them.
Why? Because we just hit up Coachella for 15 minutes?
No, people are into that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that for a minute.
Fine.
Yeah, that was
like
cool.
A sport. I just mean, the show's still going on.
Well, Al and I spend at least half of every show talking about nonsense. I don't know if you noticed that tonight, if that's how it went, but most of the time.
Sure.
I don't think anything I said tonight was nonsense, Clark. I'm kind of insulted.
A lot of it was important.
Yeah.
World-changing.
I didn't say nonsense, just non-sports sense. Maybe that. What?
Did you not say nonsense?
What are you doing? Are you like...
I'm looking at Facebook.
Are you looking up pictures of them guys on their trip, wondering if you could see like them hanging out in Vegas?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Exactly. you nailed it. Well, there's that kid with the brain tumor.
John, what do you?
Nobody needs that.
You got shows? You said that. Are you booked for those, or you're just getting out there again?
No, I got some stuff coming. I'm gonna do Chuck, the Chicago Underground Comedy. I guess they're May 21st.
All right.
Does that sound about right, a Tuesday?
Seems right.
Then I think the 25th I'm doing my old pals Mike Bridenstine, Michael Holmes, and Jared Logan are coming in town for the weekend.
We had Bridenstine on the show, on the old show, the old pod accident with Comedy Accident.
Yeah, he and I both were on that night.
Oh, yeah. You guys came on with us and talked a lot. And he's a big wrestling fan, too.
He is, he is now, yeah.
Yeah, I saw him on the Twitter. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. They had a big WrestleMania party.
What are you guys doing?
They're doing Lincoln Lodge all weekend, and I'm joining them for the Blackout Diaries that Saturday night, I believe.
Yeah.
May 25th.
Uh-huh. And that's brought to you by Malort, from what I understand.
Jepson's Malort. Sean Flannery, Sam Meckling.
Yep. Those guys do a great show.
Yeah, it's fun.
I caught it a couple weeks ago with some of the Think Tank guys, Peter and Brent, when they did it. And I think the other guys have done it since.
Yeah, I think they
actually
did as well.
But it was a great show, well-produced, well-ran, all together.
Yeah. Always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Always fun. Yeah, I'm just doing that stuff, and I'm going to baseball games and playing golf and not doing a goddamn thing for about a month.
The good life.
That's awesome. Well, I know Al and I, Al, we got that show coming up next Tuesday with those guys called the Potential Boyfriends. They perform over at the Studio B.
Okay.
They're on Sheffield, just south of Belmont,
right
here in Lakeview. We'll be doing a couple scenes with those guys, the Potential Boyfriends. Their show's been running there for like 2 years.
Boy, am I excited.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hell yeah.
We got the stand-up show this weekend, and then next month we're back with our regular show at the Underground Lounge. Al's directing that one. We've talked about it in the past.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, John, with our shows, what we're doing is a different guy steps back, and he's not on stage in any of them, so we've all directed. And Al is the fifth member out of six. We're going to try to get Phil in there at some point as well.
So do you bring material over the course of the month?
Yeah.
And he puts the show together based on that?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we kind of
work
things out and rehearse things. And
That. If you ever want a guest director.
Cool.
Keep it in mind.
Oh, of course.
Now that I'm not drinking, I don't know what to do, but that's 90% of my time is opened up.
Well, you're always invited to join me for some tomato soup.
90% of my waking hours are now available.
Yeah. All right. Guys, thanks for listening. John, thank you for being on here.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Let me know if Jody can be part of the show this weekend.
I'm pretty sure that he can.
All right. That's cool. All right. He's Al Larcher. You can find him Larcher Than Life on Twitter. And where else?
Instagram.
Of course, at Instagram. And I'm on Twitter, Where Is Clark? At Where Is Clark? And I'm also on Instagram. You got it?
He casts a huge shadow, which I don't mind at all, because it's a shadow of a great man.
It would take me a while to figure out what my handle is.
No, that's cool. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't really know what my Twitter is.
We really don't. We're trying to get into it.
I just put something, tagged you with something, so see if...
I saw that earlier. What's my
name then?
Hang on. The Mighty... JL.
The Mighty JL.
The Mighty JL. At the Mighty JL. It sounds like one of my old AIMs.
At the Mighty JL.
Yeah, that works. I've done it. All right. Yeah.
I'm yawning.
Hit us up at Larcher Lawrence on Twitter. We're out.
We're out?
Bang.
No, have a good night. Good night, Al.
Good night.
Good night, John.
Good night.
Sleep good.